Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our friends at Security Plus.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is the 3rd of July, 2024, the day before National Barbecue Day on July 4th, and the celebration of the United States' adoption of the Declaration of Independence. It was written by John Adams, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson, who were chosen by the Continental Congress. It has to be one of the first examples of our government establishing a special committee to research a topic, and they sure haven't slowed down on that idea ever since. With that, let's jump into some news together. First off, I want to play a little bit of catch up because there's a poll done, and I saw these numbers. It was done back in March where the questions were asked of a group called Politically Active Elites. Now, these folks all have a postgraduate degree, which is a master's degree or a doctorate, have a household income of $150,000 or more, talk politics on a daily basis, and live in a zip code with 10,000 or more people per square mile. So folks that live in dense cities, and it's a shorter list than I would have expected, and while I may have missed one, it includes New York, San Francisco, D.C., Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Miami, Detroit, Buffalo, Santa Barbara, and interestingly enough, Providence, Rhode Island, and Omaha, Nebraska. So, in a survey of 1,500 politically active elites, 62% of these folks believe reducing greenhouse gas emissions is more important than affordable cars. Now, granted, these folks have a different view of traffic and underground parking and the burden of an automobile and the cost and all that kind of stuff. But it is a little bit telling because when you look at those priorities compared to the bulk of the U.S., because in a survey of nationwide voters, 38% say that keeping the price of cars low enough for families to afford them is more important than reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So 62% compared to 38%, it's about a 20% difference. You can take that for what it's worth. But this is the one that blew me away. 69% think it would be better if only people with a college degree can vote. 25% think that it would be worse, which means that a full 75% think it would be worse or aren't sure when they were asked this question. It really makes me wonder because we live in a society where it's well documented that there's been a real struggle to give all of our citizens equal access to freedoms and liberties and opportunity, which is really what struck me as we're approaching 4th of July. So just to believe that things would be better if only college graduates could vote, I thought we moved past this mental hurdle when women were allowed to vote over a decade ago. Maybe I'm missing something here, but I doubt it. In other news, it is interesting to watch how high-profile state election races are navigating the difficult relationships with presidential candidates. On the Democrat side, Tammy Baldwin has been distancing herself from Joe Biden all year. She has not showed up for any of the president's 3 Wisconsin visits in this calendar year. and she will keep the streak going when Biden visits Madison on Friday, July 5th, and Tammy will not be there. All four times she has schedule conflicts, which I'm sure couldn't be changed for the president. Anyway, on the Republican side, Robin Voss has been the focus point of frustrations in the Trump universe and everything that revolves frustrations and distrust with elections and the integrity therein. So much that a group of supporters have made multiple attempts to recall him. Even though it might go down as one of the more pointless efforts in Wisconsin politics, which is really saying something. And I say that, and it turns out that the efforts have continuously not had enough valid signatures. In the most recent attempt, the deadline to hand in signatures fell on a weekend, so the Elections Commission extended the deadline to hand them in until Monday. The organizers failed to realize that the commission didn't extend the deadline to get the signatures. So all the signatures gathered over that weekend were thrown out and they fell short of the number they needed. Funny thing is, even if they had succeeded, the deadlines and the process to go through to actually have a recall election of the people in the district couldn't have happened until early to mid-October. So in the unlikely chance that he was recalled by a vote in the district, he has a couple weeks until he's on the ballot again in November in an election where he doesn't have really a Republican challenger in a red-leaning district. Granted, it is a few people getting to unofficially give him a very well-publicized vote of no confidence, and his popularity statewide has taken enough of a hit that he also played the scheduling conflict card when it came to the Republicans' statewide convention, which he was not at. So, I guess we will see if either kerfuffle has any lasting impact. So it goes with the evolving weather patterns of Wisconsin politics. In closing, I give you a quote from Founding Father Thomas Paine from Common Sense, his work that helped increase the growing support for independence in the colonies. Quote, "The cause of America is in great measure the cause of all mankind." Unquote. Have an amazing 4th of July and holiday weekend, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every firecracker lighting corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.